Good morning. It's time for Live and Local. From the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Driving 25 miles per hour. Now, almost every subdivision you drive through, you're going to see a sign somewhere that says the speed limit is 25. And there's a good reason for that. Kids are playing, a ball rolls out. You looking at your phone, Lord help you, and something tragic happens. We don't think about it very often until that tragedy has struck. But I'll tell you somebody who thinks about it a lot. It's Tom Everson. He's the executive director and founder of Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25. Tom, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Let's talk about the organization. This Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25. I love the name of the organization. There's a nice phonetic to it. And it's not one that I've heard a whole lot about. Help me here. This has been around since, what, 1998?
Yes. We were founded in 1998. Actually had the idea for the what became the nonprofit when I was out running. I was just concerned about the speed of traffic on our own street. And we have four kids who back then were between 4 and 10 years of age. You can do the math and figure out how old they are now. But we were just concerned about the speed of traffic on our street. And I wasn't intending to found a nonprofit. But out on my run, this phrase, Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25, popped in my head, and I kind of mulled it over, and I thought, I think I could do something with this. And, you know, since that time, we've worked with over 1,700 communities in 49 states on helping folks develop local traffic safety education campaigns.
Well, so take me from, you've had a good run, the endorphins are circulating through your body, you're at the dining room table and you go, this is a good idea, to now, I mean, you work with people all over the country.
Yes.
With this project, and it's kind of in two parts. There's an education part, but there's also a healing part for those who have been negatively impacted by a traffic accident.
Right. Our proactive focus with our mission, which is to help make streets safer for all who walk, cycle, play, drive, and ride. So that's really all of us. We're concerned about safety on and along roadways. And so that's the proactive part, the educational part of our mission. But the other part has to do with working with families whose loved ones have died in traffic incidents. We have an initiative called Live Forward, and Live Forward is all about helping families to focus on what good they can bring into the world in honor of their loved ones. And so we've worked with families all over the country, many who have started scholarship funds and foundations that focus on maybe the reason why their loved one died. And it's really inspirational to see what these families do.
When you're doing education for people in the community, how does that happen? Does someone come to you from a subdivision or an SID or something and say, hey, you know what, we don't have any signs here, or help us? How do we get people to slow down in the subdivision?
Well, you know, the key is we're a very grassroots-focused initiative. And so how this plays out in communities across the country is very different from community to community. So, for example, I might be contacted by a police department, a neighborhood association, a city council representative, the president of a PTA, you know, wherever the energy is to get something done. And so what we provide on the front end is information about how to mobilize on the local level so that you create a campaign that you really have ownership over, because that's really critical from the ground up, is not something that's done for you or at you or to you, but something that you really create on the local level. So
really provide the tools and allow the community to build the program that suits it.
Right. So, for example, I've been working with a rather large neighborhood in Houston for the last 6 months or so that have started a campaign that we call America's Trash Talks to Keep Kids Alive, where they've been decaling their trash cans with the Keep Kids Alive message. And one of the things that it does is it helps to engage the whole community in sending out a consistent message about expectations on neighborhood streets.
Sure, and every Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, everybody's seeing it because every trash can you drive by has a sticker on it. There's a nifty event coming up here on November 7th. Mm-hmm. It's being held at the Shadow Ridge Country Club at 188th Plaza, 6 to 8:30 p.m. And can you talk about that? It's kind of a fundraising event, isn't it, for the materials and that type of thing?
It is. It's our 21st anniversary dinner celebration.
Has the time just flown by?
Yes, and well, it has, and all. But we did our first dinner last year, and we had 140 people show up, and we had a great celebration. We've already got about 150 that have signed up for this year. And Chief Todd Schmatter, our police chief, will be our principal speaker, and we'll have a silent auction and then even a live auction as part of the evening as well. And the food is great out there. So
I can actually attest to that. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
So everybody delicious. Had a great time last year, and so we're looking forward to that happening again next Thursday, November 7th.
I don't see how you go wrong when your thesis is keep kids alive, drive 25. You can't go wrong. It's I sit right out here in a school, right outside a school area. So love what you're doing and appreciate it. That's Tom Everson. He's the executive director and the founder of Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25. Now, if you're looking for information on this, the website is very simple, keepkidsalivedrive25.org. It's just that easy. The event is November 7th, and you can find any information you need at that website. Tom, thanks so much for joining me today. I do appreciate it. We now return to NPR programming here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.